item on the agenda is item 23, public hearing, consideration of proposed amendments to Regulation 4 BAC 20-1070 pertaining to Hall Sane, the Hollowell rule.
Well, while we're looking for the evaluation, I think you know the background. This came up last month, and I have it here, Jack. Back when the regulation was modified in 2003, Mr. Hollowell, or perhaps anyone else's situation that's similar to Mr. Hollowell, who aren't fishing an SAV, who aren't using a boat to make the pocket of the Hall Sane, and who are just pulling it together by hand and brailing out by hand of that pocket, they really weren't considered. Mr. Hollowell was not aware that the regulation had changed back in 2003. From last month, we learned that the Marine Police informed him that it wasn't consistent with the regulation, his operation, the way it was being done. And if we'd known back in 2003, we could have had the same type of exemption that we're proposing today, that the 3-foot depth that is required by regulation as a minimum for when you go into the pocket, which was designed to avoid propeller damage in SAV, that in the case of Mr. Hollowell and perhaps a few others, we propose they should be exempt from that requirement. And if you look at the regulation, which starts on page 1 on the exemptions, should be in the back, towards the back of your packet, and then on page 2, it states it shall be lawful for any person to remove fish or other catch from the pocket when the pocket is located in waters that are less than 3 feet. So this is the allowance for situations like Mr. Hollowell. But there are some provisions that the area where the pocket is established, as well as any area within 15 feet of the pocket, are devoid of submerged aquatic vegetation, and that establishing the pocket and removing fish or catch from the pocket is accomplished without the use of a boat or vessel. And third, the Hall Sane licensee has received permission from the commissioner to establish the pocket at the site requested by that licensee, provided that licensee notifies the commissioner in writing and describes the Hall Sane operation and location of the Hall Sane area. Staff felt it was important to include this third item, as if Mr. Hollowell was prosecuting his operation for 6 years outside the regulation without any knowledge, that if there are others, we certainly want the word to get around and they can identify themselves. There are 69, Hall Sane licensees. I think in the 40s of that 69 total are the larger, greater than 500 yards Hall Sane. The rest are less than 500 yards. We have 35, for 2008 at least, Hall Saners that do report, do harvest. So we're not sure we know the operation of all the Hall Saners. I think collectively the Marine Police would. But nonetheless, we thought this item 3 was for your consideration as well to discuss.
I prefer commissioner as designee. It's a fisheries management issue more than it is an agency management issue per se. And I think that would work better as far as information gathering and flow of information is concerned. I wouldn't want them to have to call me when I'm in Richmond for 4 days or something like that.
Okay.
And that's less than what was advertised, so
yes,
that's acceptable.
And so staff is recommending the adoption of the draft regulation with the commissioner's amendment that provides an exemption to the minimum depth requirement associated with the Hall Sane fishermen removing fish or catch from the pocket.
Questions of Mr. O'Reilly? Thank you, Rob. This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Not. The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Holland.
I move the adoption of the regulation with the proposed amendment.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thanks again, Rob. Next item on the agenda.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry?
You're welcome.
Oh, okay.